It was peaceful protests in Syria 2 years ago which evolved into a violent civil war. Now there are more than 700,000 Syrian refugees living in neighbouring Turkey. The refugees are beginning to set down roots, even establishing their own newspapers and radio stations.
Sut Raya, or Sound of the Flag, is one such station, set up earlier this year by a group of Syrian journalists. It's funded by a wealthy oil executive named Omar Tariq al-Shuwaf. Its mission is to bring hope to Syrians across the world. Natalie Carney paid them a visit in Istanbul.
Tucked away in an anonymous building surrounded by the high-rise towers of Istanbul's pricey financial center is where you'll find Sut Raya's studios. A large reception area welcomes me inside. For an online radio station, it's a rather large space divided into four different rooms. One smiling face catches my attention. Azza Albarra had been a famous actress back in Syria, but she was forced to leave her job and her entire family behind a year and a half ago after government forces tried to arrest her for her anti-regime stance. She first fled to Cairo, Egypt, but says politics there made it difficult for her, so she moved on to Istanbul, Turkey, and immediately got involved with Sut Raya in its early days. She now hosts two programs on the online radio station, one called Tute Tute, or My Story, personal accounts about her life in Syria, and another all about the history of the country.
I am here because I share the same vision as Sut Raya for Syria, for democracy, and for the Syrian people. The team here has a good map for the future of Syria. I am here to support this. This project needs to continue.
That vision is for a united democratic Syria, one without culture or religious division. A vision that fueled the revolution in Syria back in 2011, a revolution Azza feels has now been hijacked.
The revolution has started to go in a completely different direction, towards fundamentalism and extremism. Unfortunately, that wasn't the direction it had been going in, but their objectives changed completely from our original wishes for Syria and from our hopes to be a united country.
That is the feeling of many here. They're a young team made up of journalists escaping the civil war, most with stories of jailing and torture. The family of 30-year-old Faraz from the creative department feared the worst when he disappeared 2 years ago.
Why did you leave Syria?
I was arrested twice. First time in the first days in the revolution, and the second time in November 2011, for 5 months. I'm staying in the prison because I'm a filmmaker. I'm just say what's happened, and I make a film about why the Syrian regime do that. Not anybody know what's happening with me and where I'm at.
14 people from differing Syrian backgrounds are employed in the Istanbul office, while a further 14 are field reporting back in Syria. Al-Azhar Hassan is the station manager.
We started working on the idea while we were in Syria, but it wasn't possible to proceed with it.
Understandably so. Media within Syria has been tightly controlled by the government since the revolution began back in 2011, but journalists are repeatedly targeted, kidnapped, and killed by all sides in the conflict. According to the Committee to Protect Journalists, 31 people working for different media outlets were killed in 2012, ranking Syria as the most dangerous country in the world to report from.
Then we went to Amman, Jordan, where we put down our thoughts and ideas, thought of the strategy, and tried to find partners to help get the project running. We decided the best choice for us was Turkey. We started first making documentaries, and then we added the radio station.
Yet despite being in Turkey, the risk is still very real. Many only use their first name, if any name at all, to protect their loved ones.
Those who are working with us on Sut Raya are working in secret, because there's a definite possibility both they and their families will be in real danger if anyone from the regime knew they were working here. But the danger is not just from the regime. It could even be from any of the various rebel and opposition groups.
There is a real drive to protect protect journalistic integrity here. All staff is trained in conflict-sensitive journalism in order to maintain what they see as non-political programming by reporting only on the humanitarian situation from both sides of the conflict.
Yeah. Do you talk about those that maybe support Assad that are in need of humanitarian affairs within Syria?
Yeah, just we talk about humanity without Assad or regime or anti-regime, just both the people.
Suit Raya broadcasts a number of different shows, from traditional Syrian music to educational programming on the history and many cultures of the country.
We are recording now children's programs, and in the end of every episode, there is a question for the kid to answer, like what the meaning of killing, what the meaning of the death, what the meaning of the freedom, what the meaning of life.
And what are some of the answers that the children give you?
One of this question answered that is my brother. Yeah, it's very simple, but it's very important to push the kids to answer.
War does not discriminate. According to the Oxford Research Group, more than 11,000 Syrian children have died as a result of this war. Roughly 2 million people have fled Syria, seeking support in neighboring countries. According to the latest numbers from the Turkish Disaster Management Agency, Turkey has spent more than $2 billion sheltering refugees, and that number is only set to increase, as the UN estimate a further 2 million Syrians will flee the fighting in 2014. Station manager Alizar says the mounting diaspora makes their message even more important.
Through all the war, famine, refugees, we are sending the message that we are all one. Our history is one, our knowledge is one, our memory is one, our identity and our future. We are all one.
Yet, what is that future? Geneva 2, set for January 22nd, will bring together the Syrian regime and Syrian opposition for the first time to discuss a transitional government. Yet, will this bring peace to a three-year-old civil war? Azza al-Bara doesn't think so.
I think that even allowing for the possibility that Assad goes, we still have many more revolutions ahead of us because different issues have risen out of the current situation. These are the fears that may end up creating divisions between the Syrian people.
These fears motivate everyone at Suit Raya. After all, every displaced Syrian yearns for a stable country to return to. I asked Faraz what his dream is.
It's walking in a small street and look for the beautiful girl and drink some wine and listen for the real sound to save it in my memories and make it a film. Yeah.
I ask Alizar the same question. She wipes tears from her eyes.
I just miss daily life and all its simple details.